It is review after Liverpool 3, Crystal Palace 1. Get into it, Neil. They look like they've found a bit of rhythm. They look like they've benefited from having a week to prepare for the game. There's not to say there isn't disruption both in the game and before. Gravenberch is named as a sub. That means it's McAllister, Szoboszlai, Wirt in midfield, which, you know, is something to look at from the offset. And then just with this opponent, we know it's a question of how we try and disrupt their shape. We know it's a question of them being very committed to three in the first and back line. And to throw, you know, all of that in the works, then you add the added bit of sauce that is your third choice goalkeeper lining up for Liverpool.
Yeah, things that are interesting very quickly is, again, it's 4-2-1-3 or 4-2-3-1, depending on how you want to sort of look at it. You know, I think that there's something at the minute where it's a bit asymmetrical anyway with when it's been Salah and Gakpo. But the key part about this is Wirt is very much in that attacking midfielder role with two very emphatically behind. The three actually play a little closer together in this. You can see it in the average pass network that maybe we've seen at times, but I think that's a little bit about Liverpool's sort of shape in general. The other thing that's interesting, though, would be expected under normal circumstances is that sort of breaks as McAllister left and Szoboszlai right. The Szoboszlai right part of this is the bit that I think currently is, well, and when it's Gravenberch left sort of part of this as well, I think is very important. And when Gravenberch comes on, he does himself pull more to the left later in the game. That suggests it's something that Liverpool are looking at. The other big decision he has to make is at right back, in terms of what he wants from right back in a game like this, given where his options currently are. And his options are probably a small amount of Gomez, maybe 45 minutes to an hour, or a medium amount of Frimpong, or a lengthy amount of Jones or Szoboszlai. And he goes Jones again back-to-back after the Everton game. And it's fascinating to see how it works, how it plays out. I think it's the most interesting part, really, tactically, of the game from a Liverpool point of view, is the Curtis Jones right-back platform. And also what it offers the rest of the side. For me, the most important thing at the minute isn't necessarily even having a conversation about whether or not Curtis could make this position his own in the short to medium term for Liverpool. I think that is something which may be a ship that might have sailed given his contract situation. It also might be something that he's not particularly interested in, but it's what we get to see from the way the rest of the team operates if you have a passer like Jones in that right-back position. And what he can bring to the party. The key thing for Liverpool, really, in terms of the setup, is almost in what ways and when do you match them up? It's really interesting at the very end of the game that out of possession Liverpool were almost doing stuff that looked a little bit like 5-2-3 in a bit of a funny way, certainly in terms of when they were facing up against Crystal Palace, when Crystal Palace had the ball at 2-1. But I think at the start of the game, these just, because they are so well drilled, they are good at what they do, they've got a real sense of it. They've got a really canny ability when I see them, not just when they're playing well, and not just against us, constantly making you feel like you could do with one more player in every area of the pitch.